This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. 18 people shot, 4 people dead in a matter of hours in Cincinnati over just one weekend. Mayor Cranley calling for justice and an end to, quote, this culture of resolving personal disputes with guns, as well as to reduce the far too prevalent availability of illegal guns on our streets, end quote. We're joined on the phone now by Cincinnati Inquirer breaking news reporter Cameron Knight. Cameron, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
2 mass shootings in the city on one summer night here in Cincinnati places the city in a class of other large cities across the country. What can you tell us?
There were 3 major shootings overnight. There was a 4th involving just a single victim. But between kind of Saturday night into Sunday morning, there was a large shooting in Over the Rhine on McMicken Street with around 10 victims. 2 of those people died. There was another shooting in Avondale involving 4 victims. And then there was a triple shooting in Walnut Hills. And it all happened sort of between midnight and 4 a.m. It's been an awful weekend for violence. There was another shooting that occurred yesterday, or kind of overnight, Sunday into Monday, with another, I think, 3 people shot. So it has been a very, very violent weekend, and that all came at the tail end of the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old girl that happened kind of Friday into Saturday. So it's been a very, very bad weekend, and it's been a very bad year for gun violence.
Cincinnati is on pace to see 100 homicides this year, and that would be the first time that that happened in almost 50 years.
It's probably even longer than that. Our records go back to 1971 at the Inquirer, and we have the worst year that we have on record is 2006 with 88 homicides that year. So we're on pace to be far above that. We are already in the mid 60s in terms of homicides. So, and we have a third of the year left to go, basically, before the end of the year. So, our records only go back so far, but as far as we can tell, it's the most number of homicides. If it keeps going at this pace, it'll be the worst year in a very, very long time.
We're speaking with Cincinnati Inquirer reporter Cameron Knight about deadly violence across Cincinnati over the weekend. And we'll note, Cameron, that the FBI defines a mass shooting as an incident in which there are at least 4 shooting victims who are either killed or wounded. And according to the reporting that you did with your colleague at the Inquirer, Terry DeMio, the city saw 2 such shootings and joined the cities of Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis as American cities in having more than 1 mass shooting on a single day in 2020. What are we learning from investigators about what might be behind this sudden spike in deadly violence?
The shootings over the weekend seem to be kind of a mix of things. We've seen some reporting come out that one was stemming from sort of an Airbnb party. We're seeing some other reports that the big shooting at McMicken, that area has seen a lot of violence over the years. It's been a hot spot for violence for a long time. That particular area around Grant Park, this year alone has seen 12 shootings. That was prior to Sunday. So they had 10 on Sunday, but prior to Sunday, they had already had 12 right around Grant Park, and 2 of those were fatal. But shootings have been up for months now. Actually, even a little prior to the COVID-19 lockdown, police have said that it's related to what they call natural surveillance, where there's just not as many people out and about, so people feel like they can do things and not be seen. That's part of it. I've also spoken to some community leaders who say that the general confinement of quarantine and lockdown and all of that is very, very stressful for some people, especially those who've been incarcerated. There's a lot of additional stress on top of, in neighborhoods that already see a lot of trauma and distress. And then there's the unemployment that, you know, could certainly play a role in this as well. You know, less money out there, less jobs, that kind of thing. Shootings in general, though, have just been way, way up. We're at like 320-ish, 330-ish shootings for the whole year. And this time last year, we were looking at 100 less than that. So we've seen like a 55% increase in shootings compared to last year. And homicides are, we're like 20 killings ahead of where we were this time last year as well. So.
Cameron, what do we know about the victims of these recent shootings?
So far, not much. I mean, the information is sort of coming out slowly. The victims have been, some of the victims have been named, but we're not even positive we know who all the victims are yet. The people who have been, who were killed in the Saturday night, Sunday morning shootings have all been named. And we're exploring that right now and looking into kind of who these people were and why they were where they were, and trying to get to the bottom of kind of what happened. But the police have been very, I'm sure they're overwhelmed, but they've haven't released a whole lot of information of the context of how these shootings happened. So we just don't know if, especially a shooting with 10 people involved, was it inside, was it outside, was it a shootout between two people? These are all open questions that we're trying to get answered.
And Cameron, before we let you run, we saw a lot of messages, a lot of words from city leaders in the wake of these deadly shootings. What can we expect in terms of action? Have we seen any proposals?
Well, I'm not sure what's happened at the city level. I know that there's going to be a lot of grassroots efforts that are happening even as early as tomorrow through the weekend. There's at least two or three events planned to like sort of vigil style events or marches kind of against violence and different events planned. But in terms of political action, I mean, Governor DeWine has come out and said that he plans to, kind of re-engage with gun laws and anti-violence measures as a result of this. So it's going to go all the way up to the state level. I think it'll have repercussions in the political sphere for months.
Cameron Knight is a breaking news reporter at the Cincinnati Inquirer. Cameron, thank you so much for the time you gave us.
Thanks. Have a good day.
And you heard a reference to some grassroots activism taking place in the coming days. One such event involves Neighborhoods United Cincinnati. They will be hosting a call for a citywide ceasefire on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, Grant Park and over the Rhine. And then on Friday, that organization plans to go to City Hall and release a plan at 3 o'clock to address gun violence across the city. Mayor John Cranley tweeting on Sunday afternoon, quote, "Let me be very clear. The responsibility for these shootings lies with the shooters. It is attempted or actual murder." The mayor goes on to write, "We will bring the shooters to justice. I'm also calling on everyone to help put an end to this culture of resolving personal disputes with guns, as well as to reduce the far too prevalent availability of illegal guns on our streets." The mayor says that he's been discussing these issues with Police Chief Elliot Isaac, and he says, quote, "He wants to know what community efforts and additional resources can be deployed immediately to address crime in the wake of this pandemic." On Tuesday's edition of Cincinnati Edition, we will continue this conversation. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at wvxu.org. I'm Michael Monks.